Michelle Smock is a small business owner in Norman. In her audio diary for KOSU, she discusses how anxious she felt when they initially closed down for 2.5 months, and how there wasn't a clear guide on how to open back up or what to do if an employee contracted COVID-19.
My name is Michelle Smock, and my husband and I co-own a spa in Norman, Oklahoma. On March 15th, after a staff meeting, we decided to close our spa temporarily due to COVID-19. That day was difficult, to say the least. After spending the past 4 years building the business, turning out the lights and unplugging equipment and locking the doors that day, it was very scary not knowing when or if we would be reopening. We were closed for 2.5 months during the shutdown, and during that time, I think the best way I can describe the experience was a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. There wasn't a lot of clear guidance for us about how we should go about planning to reopen, when we should reopen, or what that would look like for us. I was reading guidance, and none of that guidance was concise, and none of it was matching up. So there were a ton of different viewpoints and suggestions, but no real clear guidance about what we needed to do. Everything from sanitation to communication with clients to how we should be approaching our day with checking clients in and out. When we finally did decide to reopen on May 29th, our staff decreased from 13 to 7. That was very difficult. We ended up having to reduce our hours and cut a day off of our normal operating days just to try to accommodate the smaller staff. Another thing that we've been dealing with is the uncertainty of what to do if an employee does get sick. We've had a massage therapist who started showing symptoms that were in line with what you would expect to see with COVID-19. So obviously we didn't have her come to work, and she was off work for 12 days before she was able to get a negative test result returned to her. So for that 12 days, we weren't sure what we were supposed to do, if we needed to go ahead and preemptively contact clients and just let them know that she was experiencing these symptoms and that they may want to, you know, be on alert, or if we needed to just wait until we had it confirmed positive, or what we needed to do to be proactive and make sure that we were taking care of our employees and our clients in the best, most responsible way that we could. On top of all of that, it's been interesting to try to juggle all of those challenges with the business, with also just being a human and being a mom and a wife. I have a 10-year-old son who struggled with distance learning just because he missed his friends, he missed the routine. I have a 1.5-year-old baby girl who, you know, is back in daycare now, and I struggle with that every day if that's the right choice, but I have to go to work, so I don't know what else to do. So those are a few of the things that, you know, have been affecting my life since COVID-19 happened. I don't think I would trade it for anything, because I love what I do. I love my employees and I love my clients, but it's difficult to know if what we're doing is the right thing.
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills as part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.